Of all the issues plaguing America, apparently not enough people are aware of anti-Semitism, which is why the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act recently passed the House. Bipartisan support from Republicans and Democrats on this piece of legislation designed to curtail free speech and use an unelected group to designate arbitrarily what is and is not anti-Semitic and pull funding from groups that are guilty of supposed anti-Semitism. Now look, this bill is not going to send anyone to prison or anything like that. It still hasn't even been officially enacted yet. It still has to pass through the Senate and the brain dead brain in a vat who doesn't know what planet he's on president, so-called, still has to sign it. His handlers have to remind him what his signature looks like, and it still has to be signed into law. But regardless of that, I think it sets a very dangerous precedent for the future, as it, you know, will potentially enable more extreme laws to one day be enacted that could land people in prison for their speech. We already have political prisoners today. You have, you know, guys like Owen Schroyer, Joe Biggs, incarcerated for, of course, you know, Schroyer is out now, but, you know, you've had people that are incarcerated for their political speech. You know, these January 6th protesters, these January 6th personalities who showed up on that day, and they're rotting in a prison cell just for their political worldview. You have Bible-believing Christians silenced, muzzled, deplatformed. We're not allowed on YouTube. That's why the Baptist Bias podcast, if you enjoy listening to it, you have to listen to it on alternative platforms like Rumble. We're on different podcast platforms as well. But we have a new show tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time with Nick Holt to talk about the attack on free speech. The anti-Semitism bill, I think, represents a ramping up on the war on free speech. And we'll be talking about that as well as getting a view from an Australian perspective on the war on free speech. So make sure you check out the show tonight at 8 p.m. Central. If you miss it, you can still click on the link in the description box below and check out the replay. But folks, I'm just thankful that there are still pastors, there's still preachers out there willing to stand up for what's right and preach the Bible regardless of the consequences associated with doing that. And if you enjoy a podcast that's going to tell it like it is, without filter, the truth, then support the Baptist Bias and listen to our show tonight on free speech and this anti-Semitism awareness bill that we'll be covering as well. This is just the beginning. I'm sure it's going to get more and more vociferous. I'm sure they'll be passing more and more legislation that directly conflicts with the Christian worldview, saying that the Jews killed Jesus could one day land you in prison. It's already under attack right now through this House legislation. It's only going to get worse. And so that's why it's more important than ever to stand up and unapologetically proclaim what we believe. Check out the podcast tonight for more. God bless.